Today is Wednesday, the 11th of September, in the 23rd week of Ordinary Time. John Guerra sings The Kingdom of God.
The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. In valley or pasture, we shall not want. Our cup runneth over and over for now and forever, for now. Shepherd, we shall not walk in valley or pasture, we shall not walk. Our cup runneth over and over for now and forever, for now and forever, for now and forever, for now and forever. Oh, blessed are the poor.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets."
Our reading today will be read again slowly, pausing between each line to give space for time to reflect on these important words of the Beatitudes and how they speak into our lives today. Notice what challenges and comforts you. You may also like to keep a pen and paper nearby to make notes.
Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets.
Now, talk with the Lord about the things you've noticed. Perhaps you've encountered discomfort, and if you have, might this perhaps lead to change? Now continue the conversation, telling Jesus where you have found comfort in these words. Give thanks, and let these words take their place in your hearts today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.